Nolte, Armageddon Time director hopes Trump's supporters hate his movie. By John Nolte on September 28, 2022. James Gray, director of the upcoming Armageddon Time, is promoting his Oscar bait by openly hoping Trump supporters hate his movie. Oh, and in the movie, he trashes Ronald Reagan and, bizarrely, portrays Donald Trump's parents as villains. Here's Gray pre-spinning another box office disappointment, which is all this guy knows how to direct. Hollywood Reporter, characters are very critical of Reagan in the film. And Donald Trump's parents appear as menacing presences at your school. Are you worried that your film may alienate those outside of blue state America? James Gray, I didn't make it for Democrats or Republicans. In some ways, I made it for Republicans. When you're fighting paycheck to paycheck, it's easy to say, what do you mean, white privilege? I don't feel any fucking privilege. THR, but certainly you see how the current media landscape weaponizes culture. Gray, my only answer would be that I don't really care. It's like saying, do you care that Joseph Goebbels has a real problem with your movie? It's like, no, I don't care. That's an excellent enemy to have. I don't care that Donald Trump doesn't like it. That man is a vile, destructive force in the country and in the world. And if he hates it or if his acolytes hate it. If Ron DeSantis, Mr. Fucking Education Destroying DeSantis wants to hate on my movie, that's fine with me too. Once again, we have a filmmaker telling more than half the country, you are not welcome here. I didn't make this movie to entertain, inspire, move, or even change your mind. No, I made this movie because I hate you and to show you how morally superior I am. We should give him credit for not hiding this and saving us 2 hours. But this is the newest symptom of the woke cancer that devours everything that makes an artist an artist. These people are no longer interested in telling stories about characters we can all relate to or exploring the human condition through themes and sympathetic portrayals. Instead, it's all divisive propaganda, a big middle finger to those 65 million Trump supporters who keep the world turning. It's divisive, wealthy, super privileged elites like Gray preening his moral supremacism, peacocking his virtue to attract unearned reviews and awards from a tiny, corrupt, and insular bubble. Hollywood just suffered its worst September in 25 years. Why? Because its three biggest releases of the month, The Woman King, Hunk for Jesus, and Don't Worry Darling, were promoted and advertised as partisan message movies hostile to anyone who is not woke. Like Ray, they were pre-spinning an excuse for a box office failure, but a noble box office failure. I went down fighting the good fight, so reward me with things I haven't earned. James Gray is a middle-aged, heterosexual white guy selling out his art and artistry to prove his purity and not lose his position of privilege in the brave woke world. Coward. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.